Kevin, he was late appointment now. We had Dominic Cairns appointed from Antrim, but, you know, that just didn't work out. And we're thankful Kevin came in at short notice. And, you know, Kevin is he's a hurling man, you know, and he's seen an opportunity. He'd worked with Damien Casey and Eddie Kelly. Those two guys called into us for a panel and for their Railway Cup for earlier, but it was cancelled in November. So he knew the quality of those two guys, and, you know, it was something he was interested in, so we were delighted to get him.
Yeah.
You know, Matty Lennon done great work for 2 years previous, and we're hoping now Kevin can come in and build it.
Yeah, they're certainly disappointed, I'm sure, that Matty Lennon decided to step away, because, as you said, he had done a good job, and you were right up there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were just within the puck of a ball of getting the Division 2 last year. You know, well, anybody, I think you were down at that game in Owenbeg, Tom, and it was the drawing game, and it was absolutely fantastic, 4-12 to 4-12 after extra time. And then I think Donegal had the measure of us now in the replay in Celtic Park, but, you know, that's just the way things are. But no, listen, a lot of good work done last year and last 2 years even. And listen, the guys are looking forward to building it this year.
Yeah, and as you said, given his pedigree, Kevin Ryan brings a wealth of experience to the position.
Oh, absolutely. He's done great work with Carlow. I think he won a Christy Ring and got promoted to Division 1B. You know, he served his time under Justin McCarthy when Waterford won their first Munster title in a long time. So, you know, he brings something new to the table, and, you know, the guys are excited to work on him.
Yeah. And how has things gone? How have the players taken to him?
They're taking well to him. You know, we're down a few men from last year. Michael Gorman's still injured. Mark Winters and Dermot Begley just can't commit at this time. And a few others. But on the flip side, we have a few guys come in from the team that got to the All-Ireland Under 21 final against Donegal last year, and another few boys in from the team that won the Minor C All-Ireland against Mayo after a replay. So, you know, there's a lot of good young hurlers there as well, and a man like Kevin to shape those young boys is a great advantage, and hopefully it'll pay dividends in the future.
As we said at the outside, you're in Division 3A within a puck of a ball of gaining promotion to Division 2B last year. But looking at Division 3, it's you know, and obviously everything is in proportion, but it's a competitive league. You're Fingal, Monaghan, Louth, Roscommon and Warwickshire.
This is it, Tom. You know, like most league competitions, it's all about momentum. We played Monaghan in Healy Park last year in the opening day and drew with them, and just took it, you know, just went from there. But a good game in bad conditions last year, and, you know, Damien had a chance to win at the end, but just as it transpired that both teams met again in the Division 3A final. So, you know, we'll be looking for a positive result tomorrow to try and get us on track.
And before we go to talk about tomorrow's game, I think a bit like Donegal and Derry, the draw has been unkind here in the sense that you've only two home games, Fingal and Warwickshire, away to Monaghan, away to Louth and away to Roscommon.
Well, I think just in that league, the away to Roscommon is the one you want to avoid. You know, that league's always a difficult place to go. But no, listen, we had three home games last year, so, you know, you have to take these things, the balance themselves out in the wash, you know. So, listen, they'll take them as they come. Or at that level of hurling, you know, a home advantage is worth a couple of points to you, but at the same time, momentum and winning games and playing games is worth a whole lot more, you know.
And as you said, tomorrow, Monaghan and Clonus, team-wise, how are you fixed?
Well, listen, we're not too bad. I think we're working off a panel of 26 here now, so we still have a few main men. Davey and Casey, Eddie Kelly, our keeper John Devlin's back for God knows how many seasons he's been at this stage. But no, we still have a good squad of men to pick from. And, you know, like I was saying, with the guys who played in under-21s, the minors coming in, so there's good competition for places now. And I think we'll be confident. You know, Monaghan and Bond are definitely, we played them in the Division 3A final last year, and we know that they're going to be very difficult to beat.